They're great. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
How much for the little girl? The women. How much for the women?
What?
Your women. I want to buy your women, the little girl, your daughters. Sell them to me. Sell me your children.
Maitre d'. Maitre d'.
You. How much for your wife?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, that's the get off my leg lady.
Hey, there she is.
Shut up! I want to move on.
There is a vulgar element involved with the Don and Mike Show.
Right on. That's Dude Walker, the voice of the Don and Mike Show.
Yay.
He's going to be here tomorrow.
Cool. Oh, good.
Coming by. We're having our big annual last end of the show Christmas spectacular tomorrow.
Who does not love Dude?
Including, in no particular order, the Auntie Lola story.
Wonderful.
The entire tale of Black Peter. The entire Hamburger James story.
Yay. Right.
For Charlie. All of those Beatles things and the other oddities.
Merry Crimble, Happy Christmas, Merry Crimble, Happy.
Been a long time since we've played all of those in their entirety. There was a time when these Beatles records that I had, that I have, were very scarce.
Rare. Yeah.
But now they're everywhere. You can get copies of them virtually everywhere. And they're still great to hear, to think that the Beatles back in the day, if you joined their fan club, you got a record.
Mm-hmm.
You got a record in the mail at home from the Beatles where they said, not to you personally, but they said, hey, you know, Merry Christmas.
And we've always found them kind of festive. I mean, they're obviously excited about their new success.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's a time gone by. And I just love those records on so many different levels. And the Beatles sound like Christmas. That's the only way I can describe
right.
it. They really do.
When we hear them, we always get caught up in how you could hear in the Christmas message, which they did every year for the entire time that they were a band, as the band started to fall apart.
Oh, you could tell, yeah, when they went into the acid years and all that.
When Yoko got involved, and that one time it's like, hello, this is John here.
We want to say we're really happy about everything that you've been sending us and all that.
And you compare that to the early stuff.
Where it's all the guys just cutting up in the studio. Right.
They're just the mop tops, and they're saying, you know, hey, we can't believe, keep sending us jelly beans.
They love the jelly beans you're selling us. They love that. You do. And at the end, aren't there a couple of them with actual Yoko on it? Where she's in there, right?
There's one song that came out on the very last Beatles Christmas record, 69,
right?
Where, and that was part of the joy of it, is that they actually made a Christmas song. Maybe it was 30 seconds long,
right,
a minute long, but there was a song. There's a song on there that we've never played all the way through because it's so unlistenable.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like a Yoko Ono album.
Oh. And we know what Yoko did musically.
Yeah.
Towards the end there. little difficult to listen to.
Like that.
We don't have that alarm anymore, though.
No, we don't. We don't have a Yoko alarm.
Say the name. Say the name.
Do we have the Kerrigan alarm anymore?
Nope.
We don't have that alarm either.
Or the hammer alarm.
All been removed.
Thank God for that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great. What's happening?
Mike, I would like to offer a little bit of wisdom on, you might want to get Beluga tested for Cushing's disease. I had a dog for 12 years, and he had it, and toward the end, it was just incurable appetite. That's all he wanted to do. I mean,
Hold on a second. That's a
down the stairs.
I've had dogs. I mean, that's a dog, isn't it? That's just a dog reacting like a dog does because you feed it from the table. It's not. Don't put a disease on it. That's like isn't that typical America? Everything's a disease.
Hello,
alcohol's a disease.
Don and Mike Show, steroids a disease. Oh, how about Cal being on that list? Whoa!
Oh dear, yeah. Baltimore is all a quiver.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing great today. Unfortunately, I do live in the horrible city of Sacramento.
We could tell.
Yep, could tell immediately.
Right away.
Yes. Well, I did move back.
How long have you been dumped?
Oh, well, since I moved from South Carolina. But technically, I guess I was stupid then, too.
Okay.
All right. We've straightened that out. How may we serve you?
Forever? Being gay towards yourself.
Now, you know what's weird in this FCC world we live in? I had to delete out your question. You were asking about pleasuring yourself.
Is that considered gay?
I apologize about that.
Okay, quiet, please. Is that considered gay? That was his question.
If that's gay, I'm the world's biggest homo.
Well, everybody would be gay in that case.
We'd all be in there.
I mean, everybody would be
now,
gay.
But now, here's the thing. If you're touching yourself and you're thinking, am I gay, while you're doing that, well then...
Gay.
Have you ever watched yourself do it in the mirror?
Well, no, I have not.
I have. I've said that before.
Yeah, we've said that.
We've said that. Yeah, Buzz is with me on that one.
I've done it, too.
Have you ever done it?
No. It was you guys and Beth Ann McBride. She liked doing it in front of a mirror as well.
Well, I've got this great stand-up mirror that's on a swivel. Ugh. And occasionally, I hang my belts off of it. And occasionally it'll be angled at such an angle where I've, just caught myself. And then one time I caught myself and it wasn't quite right, so I got up and adjusted it. Look at that. I love that. That's what I like.
Here's the thing.
I know when you get satisfaction out of making me look like that.
It's not the gross out factor of thinking of you watching yourself while you're doing that.
Right.
I'm thinking... At some point, don't be afraid. I'll say this to Buzz.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Not to you.
Thank you.
Because Buzz does this as well. Buzz is much skinnier than you or I.
Yes, he is.
Say you're in Mike's position. You're in front of some sort of a stool.
I don't do it that way.
Or you're in bed.
Sitting on the bed.
And you're watching yourself.
Half lying on the bed.
And you're working. You're really working hard.
Right.
Don't you ever stop to look at yourself to go, my God.
I'm hideous?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Not for you, Mike.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, I do. I look at myself and I go, I'm hideous.
Anybody, if you're in that position, and I would think if you took your eyes off the prize for a moment and looked at more in the mirror than what you were looking at.
See, that's the thing that you really don't.
The big picture.
You're kind of focused on that one area, and that doesn't disappoint me that much. It really doesn't. I kind of look at that and go, hey, not bad.
Why do you have to look at it in the mirror, though?
Well, because it's across the room, and it's over where the trash can is. That I didn't get up to throw the Tootsie Roll pop in.
You don't have to look.
You don't have to. It just was there.
I'm
looking and I'm just.
Here's my point. Can't you see it though? When you're just
look
back?
Down.
But you can't see it from that angle.
You never get to see it from that.
And you know what it is? Really what it is? I think if I can break it down and overanalyze it, which I didn't want to do, but I will. You break it down this way, where you're. We're in that visual man thing where men react viscerally
women not so much.
We watch a lot of films, and when you see that, you want to look at that and say, that's what it would be like if you were in a film.
Okay.
Maybe that's how I process it. And now I feel you've made me feel dirty.
Well, you should. It's deviant, Mike. That's deviant behavior.
Well, I've enjoyed a lot of deviant behavior over the years.
Deviant's great.
Deviant works.
You never tickle the dookie. And watch yourself, do you?
No.
Mike has turned away and has not answered the question.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question.
Tickle the Duke.
Do I tickle the Duke?
And watch.
Am I answering a question with a question?
Verity.
No, not and tickle watch. The Duke. No.
Play around the Duke and watch?
No, not watch. No, no. But I've done that probably when...
You ever caught yourself like looking at Dookie when you're...
No, because I wouldn't be able to see it.
Well, no, if you were like on your back and your legs are up...
No, I've done that.
Looking at yourself in a mirror.
I've done that, but it hasn't been in any erotic sense. It's only been medicinal. Where I'm like, what's going on down there?
Yeah.
I've done that.
A tree growing
in
Brooklyn.
Wow, what the hell? That hurts. and then looked at, that's what it is, And
Christ.
I had a staple down there or something. No, it was.
That wasn't right.
It was, long time ago. Remember when I had them? I had them, back... 20 years ago, I swear to God, I have never looked back on that.
Just so anybody knows, Mike is not on any report. We're talking about HEMA, not stare.
Exactly.
He's on the HEMA list.
No, I've done that, but I've never looked in that area for erotic purposes.
No.
Because it's too much effort. You'd have to I don't know where you could put a mirror to get that, and I like to relax just like when I'm doing the show. I like to recline.
Maybe this is like my hang up because I know, for instance, if I'm sitting in my porno chair and I'm going to watch Channel 593 or watch one of the videos of Buzz got me, and in the moment when I'm sitting there with my pants at my ankles, when I go to hit play, if I can see myself in the reflection of the TV,
it kills the buzz.
It's like,
yeah, a lot of people are probably like that.
Can't do it. Don't like to see.
And incidentally, 593, do you notice there's been a marked increase in quality on that channel? I find that I
bought a lot of it recently, but the last time it wasn't bad.
Yeah, I've noticed it. It isn't bad,
and
more often than not.
And I've thought for the longest time. I mean, I think I've mentioned at some point when we get to heaven, God might just put on like a reel of our greatest bloopers or just things that humans do that make him laugh. And I know that I've mentioned that God, when I used to have athlete's foot, when I would sit and itch it, I know I looked like a monkey itching his feet. And I know that God would show that. And maybe if God, when I get up to heaven, if God says, "Hey, you want a real laugh? Take a look at this." Now we're gonna use the camera that I have,
sky cam,
in the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. Look what you're doing.
Imagine if they did a compilation of every single time.
Don't you think
embarrassing would that be?
Don't you think it would be like the Albert Brooks movie, Defending Your Life?
Oh, absolutely.
They would say, "Your Honor, we have 11,687 times. Can we go to the videotape, please?" And every time it's just...
Oh, that would be so... And all those different ways and all those different positions and times.
Places.
Place all these different places.
All the places.
All the memories.
You know, Buzz has a lot of statistics. You have a lot of statistics on your newscast, but I don't believe that stat has ever been examined. How many...
In a lifetime?
Like in a lifetime.
And then I sat and really worked it.
The national average, you know, how many times people do that on average, men, women, you know? I mean, it would be... I would imagine for the average male, it would be astronomical.
You know, I will try to find the weekly or monthly average because I'm sure that's out there, and then we'll just extrapolate
it over a
lifetime. It'd
be easy to break out, probably.
Yeah.
What do you figure...
When I was a kid, sometimes, Jesus, you know, 3 times a day.
Easily when I was a kid.
Right. Sometimes even now, you know, twice.
Right.
Rarely, but I've done twice.
Yeah.
But if you really broke it out to a lifetime average, what would you say? Would you say that particular once, twice a week, if you know, for your whole lifetime?
Seriously?
Seriously.
Over my lifetime, if you average it up? Probably 4 out of 7 days.
No way.
I swear to Christ.
4 out of 7 days?
Spent a lot of time doing that.
Really? And you're talking about like in your youth.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, you're right with those 2 a days and 3 a days.
Here's the thing, even now. I mean, I don't do it as much now.
I don't do it nearly as much as I used to.
But sometimes...
Even do it after I've had sex.
Yeah,
I do.
All guys could probably say yes to that.
Because like a lot of times, you know, I'm ready for a second helping, and she's somewhere else, and I think, let's just see what happens.
Let's give this a try.
And then, you know,
those national stats would be mind-boggling, though.
Next thing, I'm going through the hamper, trying to find a T-shirt or some socks. That grosses you out.
Of course that grosses me out.
But you sitting nude in front of a mirror.
I didn't talk about the aftermath like you did, finding a T-shirt or some socks.
Well, okay, let's just picture Mike nude, getting up from the bed, bending over. What do you do to clean up your leave-ins?
Towel.
Okay, well, same difference.
Or tissues. Tissues.
Mm-hmm. See, Mike,
now you made me talk about it. I was trying to be dignified. You talk about looking at myself naked in the mirror. I would say the national average would be somewhere between 1 and 2 times a week for life. I don't think that's
over a lifetime.
Yeah. Over a lifetime, once or because you really have to factor in.
For a guy, the average would be at least once a week.
Once a week.
Over his lifetime, even for the most undersexed guy in the world.
Right.
Yeah, the almost undersexed guy might not have a relationship, but he's with himself.
I'm sure the Pope, wax on, wax off, once a week. He does his car, like Mr. Miyagi.
Right.
Wax on.
Man, flesh, and bone. The average national, once a week, I would say. Because when you get to, you know, I mean, you do get to that age where it's just not that big a part of your life.
Who has
the
time?
The Pope always
Do you think
has...
Regis still does?
Yes.
I think he does, too.
I think he can't finish.
I think he probably can't, but he tries desperately. What's wrong?
Scab.
I don't understand.
Blood.
Don't come in here, Joy. I've been in here for a... God, I've been in... No.
Regis.
I'm not finished yet.
Regis.
Come on, put up the decorations. I'm busy.
Are you in there working your man again, Reg?
Nothing's happening, Joy.
Regis.
I've been in here since 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Are you bleeding, Regis?
Yes, I am, but I don't care. I am not going to let you in until I'm finished. I bet he does.
Yeah.
You're right, though. Probably quite a challenge.
For him?
You think, though, at a certain point he goes, ah, forget it.
No, I imagine that for a guy, how old is he, Regis Philbin, 80-something?
close to 80.
I think if he sits on his bed naked and he gets something to happen, it's like success.
Right. Yeah. Done.
Right. If he gets it to move.
Hey, look at that. Hang an ornament on it. All right, Joy. I'm filled with great joy right now. How old is he? Is he 76?
He's
79?
He's almost 80, yeah.
Is he almost 80?
Yeah, 79, right?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And he still works it. He still eat may on an oilet te eatse.
He should be so lucky.
Yes, sir. Well, he keeps that youthful vitality by doing that. Some people work the treadmill. I work the man.
Gelman. I'm doing it, and nothing's coming out.
It's not working. Can you come over here again? Thank you. Thank you. Bring those special soaps.
Is that a laxative?
Regis.
Yeah, sure. All guys do. All men do. Mm-hmm. And if they can't, they just take it out and play with it.
I think it'd be reasonable to say once a week and, you know, for life, a national average.
I think even a guy like Andy Rooney, while he probably
cannot. No way.
No, hold on. Hear me out. While he cannot do anything with it, he probably at one point during the week, when he's in his refitted bathroom with the old man things to hang
railings
on the wall.
The handicap railings?
He's sitting there looking. He's going, you know, you ever wonder
when it died?
There was a time when you were a monster in my pants.
You ever wonder why it just withers away and dies?
I don't think. He strikes me as the curmudgeon that's given up on that a long time ago.
No, I bet he still looks down. You know what? Andy Rooney.
See, I was raised around guys like that, Mike, the whole Catholic thing. You know,
a dirty, stinking man is a dirty, stinking man.
Yeah, but they get weird. Old Catholic guys, Irish Catholic guys get into this whole,
let's say he watches High School Musical.
Uh-huh. All right.
and he finds out that it moves. I mean, because that works. Him.
Yeah, and isn't that the way it's supposed to work? And when you're elderly, you find out that, you know, suddenly it'll surprise you. That occasionally things will just work that way.
And I meant when he was watching the scenes with the boys in High School Musical.
You ever wonder what gets you excited?
I was watching Zach and what's the other guy's name?
Zac Efron.
Isn't there two of those?
Zac Efron.
There's also Corbin Blue.
Isn't there like a Zach and Cody?
No, it's Corbin.
Corbin Blue and Zac Efron. I'm a big collector of memorabilia from boys' movies. Really enjoyed that.
I'm hard.
Oh, God.
I'm hard to get along with.
I'm Andy Rooney. Nothing's happening.
I've not had wood since Ronnie Reagan was in office.
I used to really enjoy watching Leslie Stahl on the set. Not anymore. Just doesn't work for me anymore at all. What I like is collecting things in my dirty office that smells like urine. That's what I enjoy now. I collect newspaper articles from the 1940s, but I smell something that doesn't smell like old musty newspapers. I was first intrigued by Spin and Marty on the Mickey Mouse Club.
All right, thanks, Rob.
Rob Spiewak writes something Mike doesn't understand, but he reads it anyway.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.